These days, everyone seems to have a website. Lots of websites. 90% of the ones by Christians seem to be dedicated to ripping up, dissecting any preacher who happens to be famous and finding every fault in them. How does a preacher with some degree of notoriety stay sane in that sort of world?
Rule number one, never Google your name. Just basic rule, don't Google your name. Number two, 800 million people are going to go to bed tonight hungry or something like those numbers. I mean, the numbers are 80% of the world lives in substandard housing by Western standards, et cetera. In a world with these kinds of issues of suffering, if as a Christian you see the best possible use of your energy is to rip to shreds another Christian who is trying to do something about this, then at some point you have to ask if the Christians need to be saved. And then thirdly, in the scriptures, in Matthew 18, if you have an issue with a brother or sister, you go to them, just the two of you. So the real focal point of your energies is how to keep this thing between you. So when a Christian publicly goes after somebody else because they have an issue with them and criticizes or critiques or lambasts them, and their following likes this, like cheers them on. Oh, yeah. When large numbers of Christians affirm a Christian leader in their total refutation of the way of Jesus, you begin to wonder if people are just flying upside down. Like, it's just kind of, you know what I mean? When in doubt, go back to rule number one. Don't Google your name. And then I think it's important. It is fine to critique a particular worldview, or this particular idea is quite dangerous when it is brought into this context or that context. So I try to make a distinction between people and ideas. This is a brother. This is a human being. They're made in the image of God. There's no need to shred them. However, it's important to say to people at certain times, now, you'll notice a distinction between this particular worldview and this particular worldview. And as Jesus followers, we tend to want to gravitate towards this one. And to me, that's an important exercise, which divorces it from a sort of heated, volatile, theological smackdown sort of thing, and just becomes, we're just trying to think Jesus-like about the world. Some of that stuff, the Pharisaical blogging, is it's very, very destructive.